Welcome to the Uplifting Content Podcast. I'm your host, Ione Butler, and the founder of Uplifting Content. And every Tuesday, I'll share with you conversations with remarkable guests on a wide range of topics. My goal with this podcast is to introduce you to new people, ideas, and techniques that provide value and insight, which I hope you find uplifting. Today, let's talk about how to develop deeper relationships with Christina Weber.
When you get out in community and when you're doing things that are outside of bars and dinners and drinks and you're in a guided, facilitated experience, it enables new portals in the brain to open up for you to see the world differently.
Yeah.
Christina Weber is the founder of Deepen. It's a community and platform in which guides facilitate unique experiences, which bring good-hearted, interesting beings together. In this episode, we spoke about the problems with conventional dating and why Christina started Deepen in the first place, what Deepen is and how it works as a solution to the problem of loneliness, how the Deepen experiences are created, ideas she has for future experiences and upcoming events, how she manages to stay on top of things, and so much more. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
I'm Christina Weber. I'm the founder of Deepen, WeDeepen.com. That's D-E-E-P-E-N. And this has been a five-year journey for me. Deepen launched, we're beta-ing here in the Los Angeles area, and we launched in January. Yet there's like a four-year story prior to that, and this is a third pivot. Wow. Aiming to solve a problem in the relationship space.
I definitely need help with that. So yes.
if we get down to, well, how did this all happen? So I lived in New York City for 12 years.
What was dating like there?
So I was in a 5-year relationship in my 20s. Mm. And then after I got out of that relationship, I was ending my, you know, decade in my 20s and entering my 30s. And my whole focus living in New York City was work. Mm. Like I had a vision of a company that I wanted to create. I left a branding agency where I worked and had a, you know, 6-figure salary job and was like, I'm going to go out and make it on my own. So dating to me was a little bit spotty. I guess I would say it was, you know, sometimes non-existent but around that time, you know, more people that I was connecting with were on OkCupid or, summer of 2014, Tinder was the new hot thing. Mm-hmm. Shortly after that, Bumble appeared, dating in New York City, it became complex and sort of chaotic. And so my journey with Deepen began in 2014, leading up to that summer, in an 8-month period of time, I had produced 3 concerts and a crowdfunding campaign for a woman-centric brand, Feminine Weapon. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that stretch, my mother asked me if I was dating anybody. Hmm. And I looked at her with this blank stare like, dating anybody? Did you not see what I just did? And I realized in that conversation, we have to inject energy in our desires.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was showing up nowhere in the universe to say I was open, willing, interested in a relationship. And at the time I was 33 and I desire deep, great love, partnership, a family. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't participating.
Right.
I wasn't saying I was just working with women.
Yeah.
And Tinder was the new hot thing. I had never done online dating. Mm-hmm. I figured, okay, I'll try. You know, at the time, I don't drink alcohol much anymore, but living in New York City, we all drink a lot of alcohol in New York City. And I was out with a girlfriend. She, of course, signed me up for Tinder within like, you know, an hour. Some man appeared at the bar.
So convenient.
And so I played with the app for 3 weeks. And at the end of those 3 weeks, I was like, damn, this is labor intensive and time consuming.
Oh, like, it is.
There's got to be a better way. Can we just get everyone into a room? Mm-hmm. So I created a dating experience called Underground Unattached. Mm-hmm. And I consulted with a social psychologist and engagement expert. And we developed a series of activities designed to foster connection, accelerate closeness, 20 men, 20 women, 3 hours. We hosted these at pop-up art galleries, common space of residential buildings in New York City, some really nice apartments, restaurants closed down. I did it that way for about 2.5 years.
Wow. We had
over 1,000 people come through. And I, you know, and around that time, in order for it to create a sustainable business, it was $2.95 per experience to attend.
Wow.
And I would have a one-on-one phone conversation with everyone. And I wanted to keep that phone conversation to like around 8 minutes, but I found myself so fascinated because I didn't get into doing this work as like a relationship expert or a dating coach. Actually, if you had mentioned the word dating coach to me prior to before then, I would have rolled my eyes and I would have said, that's dumb. And then I realized these phone conversations were, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes sometimes because it's fascinating stuff. Who doesn't like to talk about relationships?
Yeah.
And who isn't challenged by relationships. Mm-hmm. And so I realized after doing that for about 2.5 years that it worked for that time period, but it wasn't the solution to the problem anymore. I found a bigger problem.
What was that?
Most of us didn't grow up observing healthy relationships. Mm. And the topic is completely neglected in our educational curriculums.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw in dating apps and even places to meet people, porn, layer all that over top of it. And everyone's spinning out of control. Like, right. How do I fucking figure this out?
Yeah.
Especially if you are one who, you know, we were reaching in New York City. There are some of the most ambitious people in the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people who we were serving were entrepreneurs. And they have these grandiose visions of their lives.
Right.
And they're not going to accept anything less in love. So you get a lot of single people.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's where I'm at with these kind of unrealistic expectations of like wanting this certain type of thing and like expecting certain things from a partner. And I'm like, I don't know that that's quite fair or realistic. So that's what you were discovering too. So then where did it move into from that? So you stopped doing those.
So I stopped doing those. And also personally, I had went through my second breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, what? Like, I thought we were all, you know, 2.5 later. I was like, I thought I was going to find the love of my life. Everyone else would find the love of their life. And mm-hmm. We'd all live happily ever after. And what's happening? So I pulled away. I went through some healing of my own and some silent retreats and dived deeper into studying the work of Esther Perel and Helen Fisher and Dr. Sarah Nazarotam and Dr. Ramani, who's the leading expert of narcissism.
Interesting.
Like, I was going in the complexities of the human dynamic to aim to understand this. And I entered a startup accelerator program. And there in the program, my accelerator coach, you know, had a stick in the problem. You know, a lot of times entrepreneurs, we have an idea. Mm-hmm. And then we want to take this idea and we want to build something. But yet, we don't necessarily stick within the problem. Like, what are you trying to solve?
Yeah.
Like, stay in that problem before you come up with a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was just, you know, talking to people and staying like here and even discovering that this is actually the real problem. Another layer of the complexity too, I mentioned lack of relationship role models
mm-hmm.
and not incorporated in our educational curriculums. And then third is that bonds build best over time.
Bonds build best over time.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
People need to see each other again and again and again.
So, the issue with our dating thing is like you decide after one or two dates. And
yes.
I feel that pressure. I have to decide if I'm interested in that person or not immediately. And I'm like, I don't even know you yet.
Yeah. And generally, are you using dating apps?
Yeah. Yeah.
So another thing, my challenge with dating apps, and I think, you know, by the way, there's some, I have many friends who have met their significant
others on dating apps. Me too. That's the only thing that keeps me going. Because it does work for some people. Probably not for me, but whatever. I'll keep playing around.
Yeah. Well, if you have to switch that mentality if you actually want it to work for you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Or I feel like, yes, I definitely do. And I also feel like it's just putting that energy and that effort in forward. And so like just being open to doing it, meeting up with people, putting that energy in, but then also looking at other things. I don't know that dating apps are the way that I find somebody, but for me, it's like just actively participating and showing up in some kind of way.
Totally.
That's kind of how I see it.
And so when I say, but so bonds build best over time is that dating apps, you connect with somebody and then you set a time and a date to meet them. And it's sort of, it's not necessarily in flow of your everyday life. Mm-hmm. So then you schedule time to meet somebody. And then if you have a good time and this person might be your future husband or baby's father, you're going to schedule another time to meet them. And then you're going to schedule another time. But like, if you are actually in flow of your life and in community, then, and also putting your phones down, you know, you could be here in Los Angeles, Air One. Mm-hmm. Air One's a great spot for dating. We all love.
It's a very expensive supermarket for anyone that doesn't know Air One, right?
That's Air One.
Yeah.
Totally. Yes. And it's a great social hangout. Yeah.
There's like homeless people a lot, but then there's also, you know, just people look on the lookout, on the prowl for another.
We're through Deepin, I've been concepting a singles event, like a single
night. That's a great idea.
Anyway, so but if you were to put your phone away and to just be open to like, who do I see? Like, are you seeing the same person? The universe is sent. I believe that when we are in flow, the universe is actually sending you the right people at the right time. So you go onto this dating app, and why it may work for you and it might send, it's also like taking you out of your flow. So if you even just put your phone away and you start saying hi.
Yes.
To the people around you.
Yeah.
And be willing to like make eye contact and have connect. Conversations yeah. and like see like who do you get, you know, who do you ride the elevator with every day? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, are they mm-hmm. handsome? Saying hi. I once heard a story of a woman who was in a cab or an Uber, and she was sitting next to, she was in one of
the shares,
mm-hmm. which you call the Uber dating. Yeah. And so she was Uber dating, and she was attracted to the man sitting next to her. But instead of turning to him and saying hi, she opened up Tinder and started swiping to find him.
Okay. That's insane. That seems very a silly thing to do when the person's right there. But isn't that funny that we've got such a resistance to connecting? Like I'm a calling person. It freaks people out. Now I do voice notes because it's like less invasive than a phone call, but I could communicate better that way. And like, we're just sort of changing. And the idea of having a conversation is so terrifying for people that they'll try and swipe for the person next to them. That's nuts.
Yeah. So I'm in the accelerator program, mm-hmm. and sticking within the problem, and my accelerator coach has this page in our workbook that says, okay, now write 20 solutions to your problem. And I'm like, I have to figure out 20 solutions. And then I turn the page and it says, now write 5 more solutions to your problem. Like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah. Wow. And one of those solutions I wrote was ClassPass for dating and relating. Mm. And my accelerator coach said, that looks interesting. Why don't you write about that for a little bit? And she's like, block out a couple hours in your calendar and just spend some time writing about what that would look like. And so I did that. And ultimately, that's essentially what Deepin has become. However, even, I guess, a more of a grander vision, what I like to envision it is that what Netflix is for digital content, mm-hmm. Deepin is becoming for live experiences. Mm-hmm, so we mm-hmm. have events like Talk Nerdy to Me, which is a fortnightly. Of course, we learned at Talk Nerdy to Me what fortnightly means. Mm-hmm. Fortnightly means
people say different things every 2 weeks,
every 14 days.
Yeah, it's fortnightly. Yeah.
So we do Talk Nerdy to Me fortnightly.
Oh, bi-monthly can get confusing.
Bi-monthly can get confusing.
Yeah, people have different things. Okay, so yeah. Talk Nerdy is back. Excellent.
It's back.
It's and what is that?
So it's a TED Talk style speaker salon.
Nice.
At a home in Marina Del Rey, a beautiful home. And we do a series of 4 experiences. So every other week for 2 months. Mm-hmm. And then we switch it to a new location. But we have Talk Nerdy to Me. We have an experience called Dating and Meditating, mm-hmm. where we gather at the home of a Vedic meditation teacher and we meditate as a group for 20 minutes. And then we hash out a dating-oriented relationship topic. Couples come, singles come, meet each other. That experience has been happening for over a year now in Venice.
Amazing.
And we're launching more. We have Tantra speed dating and mind travel. Murray Hattery journeys people through musical compositions into kind of like the headsets that they wear at silent discos.
Yes.
And it's a super powerful medicine-like experience. We have the Wave Silent Disco. We dance on the beach in Venice.
I love it.
Every sunset on Mondays. And it's a guided dance journey and unleashed. So we have like ecstatic dances. And then we also, there's experiences that the Honesty Labs. They do mm-hmm. radical honesty courses that we
that
have coming up.
Great.
So they do those courses quarterly. So, and essentially I didn't set out to build community, mm-hmm. but that's ultimately what's happening.
That's awesome.
Is that people are journeying from like one experience to another experience
and showing up.
They're seeing yeah. the same faces mm-hmm. and they're being in flow and they're going to things that are of interest to them.
And so is it the community is mostly based in Los Angeles right now?
We're in beta in okay. Los Angeles.
What does that mean?
And beta means as a startup mm-hmm. is it's that you're prototyping what this will appear like and look like and mm-hmm. working all the kinks out, and your customers and people that you're showing it to the world, or you're asking them to be patient because we're in beta and we're figuring out. And
before you take it, so the idea is to be global.
The idea is to be global.
Yes, yes.
Because we all deserve to deepen.
Totally. Not just people in LA. Everyone deserves connected, loving yeah. relationships, not just people here.
So you've got this beautiful community in LA. What has been the feedback? What's been the feedback for it, and how? Do you grow from that? Is there, you taking a lot of that into consideration?
Yeah, the feedback is been beautiful. We had one gentleman who shared with me last week that he was going to move to Bali, mm-hmm. and then he discovered Deepin.
Wow.
And he feels so connected to community, and we get notes of gratitude constantly, and even feedback of, I'll say, the other day I was at this, you know, living here in Los Angeles, you end up at these like beautiful mansion like houses. And I was sharing the vision for Deepin with a man. He's like, wow, I get pitches across my desk every day, and this is different and unique. And I've never heard of someone trying to solve the problem in relationships the way that you are. So we get feedback, positive feedback from advisors and investors mm-hmm. and mentors, mm-hmm. which is really important because we are pre-funding and we're bootstrapping right now. Mm-hmm. And we also get, I was in another pitch meeting recently, and I shared with, I've been on fire because I'm so confident that this is actually a solution to the problem of loneliness and dating and beyond. And I said in the meeting, I said, you know, when my investor deck is finished and complete and ready to be shared, we will have more positive testimonials than any other company has ever had pre-funding. We get stories of transformation, of like, this has changed my life, of I become so much more confident. Because when you get out in community and when you're doing things that are outside of bars and dinners and drinks, and you're in a guided, facilitated experience, it enables new portals in mm-hmm, the brain mm-hmm. to open up for you to see the world differently.
Yeah.
And for you to have epiphanies, downloads, aha moments. And it's inspiring. We all need people. Like, we cannot do this life alone.
Yep.
And we have some love success stories too.
That's awesome. Like, what's been a highlight? Has there been any babies yet? Or is it too soon?
Nope. No babies. We're only 4 months old.
That wouldn't even be possible physically.
We do have, you know, but prior to that, my work, I do have some marriages. There's a couple that they probably are going to have a baby. Actually, you know, the friends that we met through,
yeah,
Sarah was a big inspiration for all of this to happen too.
Amazing.
So there may be some I can't take credit for that completely, but like
that relationship,
there's a beautiful story that's happening all around from these connections of being in community.
I'm excited. I want to take part. So how does it work? Do you just apply for an event, or is it like a membership? What's the kind of model? How have you done
so? So currently, you can go online and you can register for an experience, and you do them as one-off experiences. Mm-hmm. However, I am in a tech build, mm-hmm. and we are switching over our back end to MindBody, mm-hmm. and which a lot of people have been using for decades as a way of booking fitness like classes. Mm-hmm. And we're switching to the back end software, which is going to allow us to offer memberships. And mm-hmm. that's essentially what we are we want to create social accountability, mm-hmm. because it's so easy to show up after a long day of work and the couch looks beautiful and to sit down and to pull up your phone and start swiping on an app and then feel like you've been sucked into a dark hole and mm-hmm. wasting a lot of time and energy when you just get out. And I think, you know, what's interesting, I'm rambling a little bit, but you know, what's interesting, because I bring up the fitness industry, and one thing I've been thinking about a lot too is the fitness industry actually tricked us to believe that we needed to work out, like, you know, 4 to 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Whereas it's this, what Deepin is emotional hygiene. Mm-hmm. It's for your own mental health.
Yeah.
To get out and about and to do this
and be with people.
Yeah.
I feel like when I first moved out here, before I'd really established some close relationships, there were times where it would be the weekend and I had nothing going on and it just felt super lonely and I just didn't know where to go for that. And it was heartbreaking. And so just having a place where you're feeling like, you know, if it got to the place where you have like something every day that someone can just plug into whenever you're just at home and you want to go out and meet someone, be able to do that. And like you say, the facilitated way of doing it, it's great, because sometimes it's a bit awkward just to be like, hi. Some people don't have those skills to do that. So if you're having exercises that bring people together.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I've even thinking about this is like, if you commit to deepening mm-hmm. and to showing up, mm-hmm. you can actually lose weight if that's like one of your goals. Yeah. You will become healthier, because whatever you are doing with your time, whether it's sitting on the couch, whether it's swiping on dating apps, whether it's eating food or drinking alcohol, you will then be doing something else which is good for you and uplifting and helps you to be more confident and lose the heaviness mm-hmm. that is surrounding you.
Mm-hmm. I'm in. What is an event that you're most excited about that's coming up?
Oh, lots of them. lots of them. One that's coming up right now is and I imagine this podcast is one of the things about Deepin is that we only host, for the most part, series of experiences.
A series, as in multiple, not just the one-off.
Yes. So you're not, so whatever experience that I tell you about that's happening this Sunday, which is Unleash, which I'm super excited about, it is going to happen again next month and next month and next month. Mm-hmm. So Unleash is so much fucking fun. Mm-hmm. It's a 4-hour guided dance journey.
Is it ecstatic dance?
It's like ecstatic dance meets transformational workshop.
Yes. Were you doing this last time when we met and you said that you had it the next day?
That night.
And I couldn't make it because I had another thing to get to, a show.
Yes.
Okay, let's come around again. Cool.
It's coming around again.
Okay, cool.
And there's Congo players and Yadi, who's the guide of that. She's been coaching people for decades, and she has this story of how she was, you know, and for me, I had this story too of like, dance to me was like choreography and high heels and bottle service and uncomfortable and like just wasn't free. And she's like transforms the, you know, and what ecstatic dance has done for us too, it's transformed this idea of like dance into freedom and into like, just to move how you are instead of like getting in our head of like, does this look good? Is someone judging me? Mm-hmm. And with this experience, she guides you. Like we start laying on the floor mm-hmm. and then she guides you into movement, into connection. And there's spoken word and a DJ and live musical performances and conga players. And it's just, it's been happening in the Los Angeles area for over a year now, since February of 2018. And there's people who show up time and time again. So there's a community, a sub-community building within with Unleash. And the stories of transformation that people are having are just phenomenal.
Mm. Do you have an example of one?
Well, there's Katie Buxton, mm-hmm. Katie Buxton. She's a singer-songwriter. And she shared on stage last time she sung and performed at it. And she gave this beautiful testimony of how it's just changed her life and that she had moved to LA and was feeling lonely and lack of connection. And she, you know, because it's one of those journeys that you show up and take your shoes off and no one's judging you. They have tribal markers, so they're marking you
up. Sounds fun. I'm already excited. Yeah, yeah.
And she, it's changed her life. Like if you go to, you know, you can go to We Deepen's Instagram, mm-hmm. and then that'll link to some of like the videos of the testimonials.
Oh, cool.
She's done a really good job of recording, so you can even just see people after people. When you get to at We Deepen, you can link to Unleash's Instagram too, and you can see more stories of like profound openness.
Yes. Yes.
So that's one I'm excited about. And then we're, you know, I'm also excited I was sharing as I walked in, I've been up till 4 a.m. the past few nights is where, you know, I'm rebuilding website pages and integrating technology into it. And once this is over and I have more space, we're creating more experiences. There's experiences that I cannot wait to put out in that are coming soon, like a monthly birthday party.
Yes.
So like we're going
to just for just anyone. It doesn't have to be your birthday. Just have to be your birthday.
Well, everyone is invited, but we're going to celebrate June birthdays July birthdays and then August birthdays. And so there'll be a big birthday cake and birthday balloons. So you can come have your birthday party with us. And I think as we're converging, so we're seeing like, you know, if you're out in the conscious social scenes, mm-hmm. You know, and as we're continuing on the world, like I think I have like over 4,000 friends on Facebook right now, mm-hmm. and I love all them, but when birthdays come up, I don't have the time to wish everyone a happy birthday. I remember a couple of years ago, I was struggling with that because I wanted to wish everyone a happy birthday every day. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, there must be a plug-in. Like, let me find it.
That's what I was hoping for. Is there? There isn't one?
Well, then I started to think, I'm like, as I was Googling, looking for a plug-in, I'm like, this is fucking dumb. I'm going to find a plug-in to automate like this, how I'm going to wish people happy birthday. This is even more fucked up. Like, and then I just made it. I'm like, I'm not wishing anyone a happy birthday. I'm done.
Yeah.
I just nixed it out. But if there's a place that we can show up to and we can celebrate and wish everyone a birthday, like in that one time, like everyone who's June babies, like all my friends who are born in June, please fucking come to
birthday party
so I can see you and I can celebrate you and wish you a happy birthday.
I love that idea. I love it.
So that's one. Another one that we're launching within the next few months is relationship role models. Where we invite two couples who are to share their love story and without having figured out another word yet, but to allow us to dissect the relationship. Because so often we don't really see love lived. We see beautiful Instagram like feeds, but like we don't know
like the struggles and the other stuff that goes on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So would it be,
and what did you learn about? Like what have you overcome as a couple? What patterns? Like we hear about like, you know, make sure you don't take that baggage into your next relationship. Well, tell us how you guys work this out. How are you guys working through this? Like, let us learn from each other and let us see love lived.
So that would the participants be able to directly ask the couple's questions and then, okay, cool. Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pick, you know, from celebrity couples to, you know, coaches and speakers, just people of interest, like fascinating couples we want to know. I mean, even like where we met with Sarah and Craig, like, let us in. Like,
it's
so great.
A really beautiful couple, just for anyone that's listening, a beautiful couple that hosts these monthly get-togethers, and it's just awesome people that are kind of in the space of helping others, and so that's how Christina and I met, but they are also a really lovely couple, and from what it looks like from the outset, and so no, you're right, it would be fascinating to learn a little bit more, and they've shared on occasion sort of some of their journey. But yeah, it'd be great to have that sit down and just really ask questions and plug in. Yeah.
So that one, and then I'll I'll save some of the other ones. You can go to the website and see some of the other ones that are coming out, like fresh meat.
What does that mean? Now I'm curious. That sounds like cool.
Fresh meat. You know, I joked and called it fresh meat once, and the person I said to them, that sounds so punk rock. But fresh meat is when you first move to a new city.
Yeah.
That's so good. Like, we're going to invite all the new people to an event.
Yes.
And we can come greet them. People who've lived here, let's come greet the
fresh meat.
The fresh meat.
That sounds awesome. That sounds so good. Oh, I love it. Okay.
Then we have an Epiphany Circle by Elise Ballard, who wrote a book on epiphanies and did a TED Talk on epiphanies. And she's guiding a monthly Epiphany Circle in Los Feliz. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
What does that entail?
What's a monthly Epiphany Circle?
Yes.
Which, you just see everyone sits there and they're like, I got an idea.
It's just, we meditate. But through journaling activities and through actually beginning to see in your life where do sparks of inspiration come from you, have come to you, and are you open to receiving them? Mm-hmm. And how do you get in a state that where epiphanies come to you even at a more continuous pace? And are you listening to them? Are you mm-hmm. activating on them? Are you changing your life based upon what you see? Are you blocking them? Mm-hmm. So that's what the circle is going to be, a monthly circle for us to be together and help to spark more epiphanies.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. How have you marketed? Like, has it all been word of mouth? How have you got these events going? And what is the process of putting on an event? Is it just all you doing it? I know that you work with other people and they kind of facilitate things. How has the organization around it been?
So we work in two ways. First off, I use the word aggregate. So mm-hmm. we curate pre-existing experiences
cool.
that are already happening with or without Deepin. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, we're seeing it. It's interesting because when we were at the event we met at, mm-hmm. and there was the speaker, I'm blanking on his name, but he was at the, he was there in the beginning of the rise of the comic book industry.
Oh yeah, that guy. He was really cool.
Right? And he answered, because someone asked him a question of how did he get artists to design covers for his magazine when he was bootstrapping, had no money to pay them, and how did he create? And he said, well, we all knew each other. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what's happening with, this has been, I've been very invested and interested in experiences, mm-hmm. designing experiences. And so I've been observing this market for years that I know everyone.
Yeah.
And so as we're seeing these events happening, and generally, the early stage of Deepin has nearly the whole business has taken place by text.
Wow.
Like, hey, I love your event. Hey, friend.
Yeah.
This event on Deepin.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. That sounds great. Cool. Here's what it looks like. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks. Can we do a rev share split around that? Yeah, great. Sure. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what we do. So and then I work with the facilities to make sure they're, I am constantly their eyes and ears out there mm-hmm. of like, here's the feedback I'm hearing. They're sending me, their email blasts, like, can you help copyright? Like, we're working with each other too. So that's, and then they become advocates. So right. These are leaders of their experiences becoming advocates for Deepin. And it's definitely been spreading word of mouth. Mm-hmm. I shared with you, I had a little bit of a vulnerable experience at Lightning in a Bottle. Mm-hmm. Where it was 2:30 a.m. and I was on my way back to my RV, and I stopped at another camp, and they discovered that I was Christina from Deepin, and I didn't know anyone there. And they're like, oh my God, we all got 20% off to LIB through the Deepin community. And thank you so much. And like, wow. Mm-hmm. And so that's like, it's, I think of consistency.
Yeah.
So when you're consistent with anything, like, people take note of that.
Yeah.
My background at straight out of college, I was in sales, and I remember cold calling people and they'd be like, wait, she's still calling me? Mm-hmm. I must take this thing seriously. So
yeah.
I think through consistency, through quality customer service, like as we're navigating like the hiccups mm-hmm. along the way, I'm like, you were super generous. And so I think that people take note of that. And, and it's fun. I think when people go and they have a great experience, you want to tell your friends. So yeah, mainly through word of mouth. We do some social media advertising, but again, we're bootstrapping. So
yeah, you don't have a huge budget for that.
Yeah. And eventually we will.
Just hearing you say these things and like the consistency, like how, and you've got such a calm demeanor. And like, I know that you're at a ton of events. Cause when we met, we had a mutual friend that was speaking to us too. And she was like, Christina's at everything. How do you manage it all? Like, how do you stay on top of it? Do you feel the pressure or stress from it? Or is it, yeah, how do you manage that?
It's definitely a practice. One way that I've started to do it is, because here's the thing, is we all want to feel acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard when you send a message to someone and you don't hear back. So I'm very aware and conscious of that. And in the beginning of a startup that is a social company, I get messages like, right now as we're growing, like the people wanting their experiences on Deepin, like having a ton of friends, having moved from another city. So like I have Maryland friends and then New York City friends and then Los Angeles friends. And then there's WhatsApp groups, and we have our own WhatsApp group now too. And there's multiple WhatsApp groups. And sometimes, yeah, it can be super overstimulating. Mm-hmm. So I'm constant in a practice of creating awareness around not overstimulating myself.
Mm-hmm.
And also to communicating to people around me, like, what I'm experiencing. Hey, we're going through a tech build right now. It's a really intense work period. Consider this a seed planted.
Mm-hmm.
Because we generally, and I just continue to make sure that I end my conversations, I say, this is a seed planted. Like, I'm not looking, I don't need this to happen right now. You know, I would love to work with you in the future and to know, let's stay around each other and stay connected.
Right,
and the time will flourish. Cause we all want, we live in this world of instant gratification.
Yeah.
And it's not possible.
Yeah.
So I've also had to, I've had to make decisions too I'll use a relationship example of I had a 3-month relationship in the fall. And at the end of that relationship, he really wanted to stay friends. And I was like, I don't have the space.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
right now at this point in my life, it doesn't serve me. So like what serves me from a connection standpoint and what takes care of me so I can better serve the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to know that if I'm always in the place of like, how can I best serve, then, and just being easy on myself.
Yeah.
It's that constant practice. Like,
yeah.
Do I need to sit and meditate in this car before I get out? And creating awareness around how I feel.
Mm.
Yeah. The emotional hygiene and mental health is super important. And then I'm, you know, drink my lion's mane in the morning you know, sure, I eat healthy, and I try to attend to my own spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm. And luckily, all your experiences are kind of rooted from like a good place and sort of leave you feeling good. So that probably helps too. The fact that your work is uplifting. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah,
it does.
I always like hearing these stories from people because I just find it like I always have 1,001 different projects, and sometimes I feel like I'm not giving enough to anything, and so it's interesting hearing it. And I've recently got into a better practice of meditation and running in the morning and yoga, and that's been helping my energy and just making sure that there's healthy food in the house and fresh. Sometimes I just slack on that, and it's amazing how quickly you can start to feel the effects when you don't have a mental health practice, or you're not taking care of yourself in those ways. So
yeah, it's hard to be like, that's what, you know, right now for me is what is what's got me this far and what's going to get me further is my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's a healthy
mind.
Positive. Yeah.
So what can I do to continue to feed my mind so that it can be really witty, as on point as possible? Because, you know, we all hate, like, it's all, I hate the word, use the word hate, but like when you walk away from a conversation, you're like, oh, I should have said that. I should have said this.
Yeah.
And so the more that we can get in the practice of like actually, you know, being in tune and saying it and then, you know, I tell myself, I repeat this in my head often, is process is progress and progress is process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that even just helps me because as I'm learning a new equity model, mm-hmm. of preparing for fundraising, creating an investor deck, attracting a team, managing customers, writing marketing and email blasts and text message blasts. Like we have a growing text message list and we have a growing email list and now we have a WhatsApp group. And so it can be very intense. However, just to know that it's all part of the process,
yep.
and the process is the progress. And I can't do it all at once. So you just have to, sometimes it's just even like how my accelerator coach said, carve out 2 hours of your time and just to explore that idea.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's just about like, you got to just carve out the time to get the task done that you yeah. need to get done.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. I needed this. I cannot wait. What time is the event on Sunday?
5 to 9.
Okay, I think I can make it. I have a friend's mom's birthday at 3, but I want to do this.
This Sunday? And
yes.
It's at the Dome. The Wisdom.
I don't know what that is.
LA. Oh, okay, cool. The Wisdom? Have you heard of the Wisdom?
No, but it sounds good. Tell me.
So the Wisdom, it's like dancing in a planetarium.
Oh, cool.
Like a full 360 immersive experience where there is like virtual programming, like imagery that is all around,
yes.
as you're in this dance journey.
That sounds awesome. It might be where friends of mine have gone to an event that was, they kind of like had like a digital art event that they've had. Maybe it's that one. I'll double check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's exciting. So just to wrap up with, where can people learn more? And when do you have an idea of when people can expect it to be moving to other places, or that's not in there? I'm not too sure of that yet.
So you can find us at WeDeepen.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send me a message, I'm C@WeDeepen.com. We also have a text message list. So you can go to WeDeepen and there's in the announcement bar at the top, it has a phone number,
mm-hmm.
and you can text your name and your email address to that and you'll get access to invites to all of our experiences through
Very
that
cool.
in the Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
Other cities, you know, I love to say soon. let's say 2020.
That's a good one. That's a good
2020. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you have a plan of how you're going to do this yet? Or is it still TBD?
You know, it's all just continuing to like unfold and shape and mm-hmm. I'm surrendering to it. And the plan is, I think I'm building the plan right now.
Yeah.
The plan is in creation.
Yeah.
And it's all happening.
It's all happening.
But
it
I would say, you know, if I look even, at the dating industry in the United States, you have 49 million Americans have tried online dating.
Wow.
50% of people lie. Mm. A third never leave their computer device to meet anyone in person.
Wow.
So if we can reach Chicago, Austin, Atlanta, DC, New York City, San Francisco, those would be the next markets
right.
for us to enter. And I had a really interesting intuitive reading recently. He was like, I see Deepen International. I'm like, me too.
Yeah,
she's
me
like,
too.
Everyone needs to
yeah.
deepen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, I just want to say this for the listeners, like in the meantime, before you take this to the world, which is going to happen, just this idea of having people look for experiences like it, you know, just going out there and trying to find experiences where you're connecting with community and people in all these different ways. So I guess even referring to the website for ideas on these types of things and
yeah.
finding them in your community.
And they can create experiences too.
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah.
We all need spaces. We need third spaces together.
Yeah. What do you mean third spaces?
Third spaces. You have home,
mm-hmm.
you have work,
mm-hmm.
and you need a third space.
Yes. Social spaces.
Social spaces.
Connections.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, this has been fantastic. My pleasure. I cannot wait to get to one of these events. I missed the ecstatic one last month, so this will be fantastic to come to this one on Sunday. But yeah, thanks everybody. I will be back next week. Be sure to check out We Deepen and subscribe to those updates, because you never know when it's coming to you. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Uplifting Content Podcast with me, Ione Butler. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review so that more people can find it. And to make sure you never miss a beat, subscribe to our weekly dose of uplifting content, which is an email from me about the best of uplifting content from that week, be it giveaways, videos, interviews, all the good stuff. And as a bonus, when you subscribe, you'll get 100 of our inspirational memes to share on your social media. The sign-up link is in the show notes. See you next time.